A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard. With me here for this week's episode is SZA.
Hi.
And Reggie Ugwu. Did I say your last name right? Yes. Do I ever say your last
name
right?
You nailed it.
Yes, okay.
Perfect.
Our indie reporter. And on the phone is Maroof, our new artist of the week, who's got next. And he's also on speakerphone.
Yay. Yeah, what's up? Moki.
So... SZA, you and Maroof go way back. Tell me about how you guys first met.
I think Abby, right? Abiola Oki.
Yeah.
I like spoke to him. He's a friend of my mom's and like totally looked after me in high school and all that. And he was just like, you need to meet Maroof. You have to meet Maroof. And so I think he just gave me his Facebook. And I Facebooked him and I was like, hi, Abby told me that we need to speak. And he was just super nice. Like, he came over like 2 days after that. And then we just hung out all the time ever since. And I cook a lot. So I usually
I like
just
to
come
eat
to
too,
him.
So it was perfect. So
I just bribe him. I just bribe him over with
so
food.
Perfect. It was so perfect.
That's great. Well, you are also featured on his LP on a skit.
Yes.
That does not sound like you, but it is you.
Who are you? You open the studio, right? So you're doing your thing.
Yo, I wasn't talking about you. Relax.
Tell me about that skit. Or I don't know, Moo, if you want to talk about that skit also.
Yeah, Moo, tell him about the skit.
It was basically for a song called Respect, and the whole theme of the song is like, you know, why are you wildin' for respect? And what I mean by, like, why are you wildin' for respect is, like, why you disrespect me? So the whole skit idea I had was, like, a jealous girlfriend. So I didn't actually want to call my girlfriend. So I was like, let me call a friend of mine who I feel like would be fit for this and could, like, really, like, body it. So I called SZA, and she was like, sure, no problem. And it sounded so real. Like, people thought it was real.
So He called me because I'm crazy. That's why.
What did your girl feel about it, though? She didn't think it was about her.
She was she was cool. She knew what it was. She knew what it was. Like, she heard it much before it dropped. So it was more so, it was funny. It was like something that we just laughed at. But, yeah, it was like, I felt like some people could relate to it. So it kind of went perfect. And shout out to SZA for bodying that, yo.
Well, while we're talking about the skit, Maroof, I don't know if you want to talk a bit about Shades of Moo. I personally really liked it just because you have a lot of, like, your interests and influences. There's, like, a Love and Basketball snippet in there, which is one of my favorite movies. You know, even Homie Lover Friend, you have Jesse Boykins, and at the end he kind of recites a You Remind Me lyric. And, like, there's a lot of R&B influences. There's a lot of just, you could tell things that you love. So tell me about how it was making that LP. And it's like your first official project also.
Well, like the inspirations for the project really, like the main inspiration for Shades of Moo was really jazz. That was like my biggest inspiration. Like that whole year when I was making it, I was listening to like a lot of Miles Davis, like Kind of Blue album. And just a lot of like music in which I really like. And it happened to not even be rap. So it was like a lot of Dilla, a lot of Marvin Gaye. And stuff like that, and you know, like I'm a lurk. I stay up, and I love basketball, and I feel like it was so necessary to put on the song "Buckle Up" and things like that. So you know, Shades of Moo is basically really like my life. That's why I called it Shades of Moo, and I'm happy. You know, people gonna appreciate that. That's one of the reasons why I'm out in Canada right now. So I'm gonna turn up on Friday. Holla. You feel me? If you're out in Canada, come out. But yeah, it's all about my life. So you know, that's the way I create the best, when I just tell the truth, really.
Yeah, I think one thing that I found interesting is, since you're around guys a lot of the time because of Top Dog, and Moo, I know you're around a lot of women because you have three sisters, your mom, you have a girlfriend. How, at least with you, Maruf, how did that influence the project, being around women?
I don't know. It's like, I guess being around, growing up around women, it kind of, you know what women like to hear. So I guess I didn't purposely do it like that. Like, even for like the song Her, it's just, I don't know. It kind of just made everything that much more easier. It made, I wanted this project for males to be able to relate to it, and women as well. So even like throughout the process, when I like created this song called Tangerine, I let my sister hear it, and I'm kind of singing on it. And sister knows I'm low key scared to sing, and whatever, even though. So like, I let my sister hear it, and this project kind of happened to be something which a lot of females really like. But I don't know, man. Shout out to my sisters, though. They're annoying, but I love them. And, you know, I guess they helped me throughout this whole process, really, of creating.
So how is it with you being around a lot of men, work-wise?
And I think it's kind of like a comfort zone, actually. I always get weird around women, like large groups of women.
Yeah.
It's weird, unless there's like a spoken unity. Like, I have like a big group chat with my homegirls now. Like, yeah, there's like seven of us. And then we like meet up to do activities and stuff like that. But other than, I don't know, it has to be... With boys, it's just, like, super casual. Like, everything is casual. Like, I don't lotion. I eat a lot. Like, I watch a lot of television. So it's just, like...
And I don't lotion.
Right. He's laughing. So it's just, like, I'm essentially a boy anyway. So it's just a lot easier. Like, with girls, they do all these things that I may or may not relate to, like nail appointments and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I care about hair and stuff like that. But other than that, like, I don't really shop either. Like, I just kind of stumble on stuff, and it just is what it is. So with boys, I guess, like with Moo, we both thrift shop. We both, I don't know, we both talk politics. And then him, me and my dad will watch, like, Bill Maher and talk about that for a
Shout
couple
out to
hours.
Shout out to Pops, too. That's my best
friend. Oh, man. They're best friends. Him and my dad are best friends. I never... Every time he comes over, like, I never get to talk to him. My dad just is like, hey. Anyway, but, yeah, the boys... the boys in TD are just kind of like... They're homies. Like, they don't treat me like a girl at all. They just harass me all day.
And yeah, I know they're big jokers over there. Have you been working on your put-downs?
Every once in a while, I got Q really good a couple times. I tagged that ass a couple times. Just really, he always used to throw like these weird sexual innuendos, and I eventually just said that his penis was really small. And that was just like my go-to gut punch. Like, every time I was just ready, like, right, you have a small dick. That's it.
Who's the worst? Who cracks the toughest jokes?
AMAC, Q's DJ. Ooh, scathing. Fucking scathing. He is so rough, but it's so funny. Like, you cannot laugh. I think a couple times, so he'll blow the bell, and you'll be like, bruh.
Take a minute.
That was crazy, right? And, like, you want to laugh, but it's like, ugh, I don't really know. Because you could be next, so you don't really want to laugh too hard. But he's definitely, like, he doesn't play around. And then when him, Musa, and Q get together, it's just, like, a dream team of bashingness. And Isaiah and his crew are actually, like, second. They joke a lot, too. They're pretty good.
You and Isaiah hung out a lot when you guys were working on each other's projects, because you were working on the projects at kind of the same time, right?
And we lived together.
Yeah. You live together now?
No.
I was like, we're dead. So you guys mostly live together when you guys were recording each other's projects.
Yeah, that was like TD summer camp. So we were just kind of like dorming together and like, you know, bonding and arguing over beats. And, you know, we only had like one good argument.
You only have just one good argument?
Just one. Like all it was crazy. I'm surprised we didn't like really like knock down, drag out as close quarters as we were. But like, we never argued. One time we just argued over beats. And that was it. And I called him a brat, and that was it. And I slammed the door, and we didn't talk for, like, 2 days. And then later on the next day, we did, like, that BT cipher, and I had to, like, support him. And I forgot all about being angry, so.
I heard you guys went paintballing at one point.
Yeah, they left me, so.
Oh, you weren't.
But you weren't a part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's part of
this
what
is when
happened.
Punch needs a mic, so then we can know why.
I was so mad that day. Oh, I can't even explain. I was so, that's crazy that you brought that up. I was so mad. I even called Punch you like a little baby. I was just like, they left me. They didn't even ask me. And I brought it up like super slick, like the next time I saw everybody, like, because you know, y'all went paintballing and didn't tell me. And, like, they do. I think that's, I guess that's one of the downfalls of being a girl, because sometimes they think, like, I don't know, like, is she stuck up? Like, is she going to be like, no, don't hit me, or, like, whatever. But that comes with time. Like, they realize, like, eventually, like, I don't care, and I'm down to do just as much violent, painful things as they are. So.
I don't know. You might have dodged a bullet on that one.
It looked so fun, though. Like, literally everyone in the camp went, like, just but me.
Did they just say they forgot? What was their excuse?
They didn't have one. They were just like, I don't know. You didn't call. That was it. That was like their viable answer. I was like, oh, okay.
Tight. You was tight, boy. You was tight.
I was so angry. You know, I have like serious FOMO. It was crazy. I was so angry.
Wait, I noticed on your Instagram that you do gymnastics.
I do.
Are you ever going to incorporate that in your shows? Pull the pink and do
oh,
that?
Where? Oh, okay, okay. Whenever I think of gymnastics in shows, I think of, like, Chris Brown. I don't know why. I think of, like, just
like
crazy.
Like flips and all that?
Yeah, so then I just completely separate that from myself. But then now that you think of it, like, Pink is definitely... She was a gymnast
yeah,
for
which,
a while.
Yeah, so the, all the awesome. Acrobatics on her shows.
Exactly. Her, I think Fergie, too, actually. But I would be down to do something like that. I just want to like do it in a fly way. Yeah. I want to go to Circus.
I think you should.
Like,
yo, I think the next show you should just come out and just start flipping like G shit. Like that'd be crazy.
Don't even say anything. Like no intro.
Exactly. Like is that her? Like.
And that that's
and just
like
grab
a whole
the mic right
song.
After.
That would be your intro. Wait, what are some of your pre-show rituals that you do? Or do you have any?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, Punch is laughing. So clearly you have some.
Just, I know you'd like to take the time. I'm sure.
Do you want to get on the mic, Punch? Really? We can talk.
Basically, I can't eat anything because, I don't know, I'm like a movie, like a cartoon. Like, I start sweating and just everything comes out of everywhere. I'm just sweating, nauseous, I got a boo-boo. I'm shaking, pee a little bit.
So that happens all the time, which is why
every
you don't
time.
Eat.
And even like thinking about a show, I just like have to boo-boo.
Oh my gosh. Oh, is that why you were laughing? My punch was, so that's why Punch was
I just
laughing.
Had to embarrass myself before he got the opportunity to. So I just wanted to put that out there. But, and usually like three shots of Patron and a lot of boo-booing. Those are my rituals. And
right,
I'm really nervous. I'll yell.
Maroof, can you top that?
I'm not sure if I could really top that because I was just going to say like a bottle of water and some stretching. But, like, all honesty, my rituals, like, I know before a show I can't drink. Like, all honesty, because if I drink, like, just in general, when I perform, I sweat. And, like, I don't want to be on the stage looking wild, crazy, drunk, you know, sweating out Hennessy. So, usually, before my shows, I probably just a quick bottle of water. And I just do, like, some push-ups, try to look fake swole. But, yeah, I'm pretty basic before I perform, yeah. Then after I perform, that's when I drink and indulge in other stuff that are fun after I perform.
Wait, so I asked Reggie what he thought you'd do, SZA, to turn up, since you seem very chill and laid back. And Reggie, what do you think SZA does, or hope she does, to turn up?
I just said trap, some little trap music, a little Young Thug, a little Danny Glover.
To turn up, let me think.
Is that what you do to turn up?
She made a sour face when I said Danny Glover.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I think it depends. If I'm in the club, which is never, I don't know, I guess.
So if you're not in the club, you don't drink, right?
I do drink, but like more so like it's weird. Like I have to be like with friends, like real friends. Okay. Or just like something that makes me super nervous, and then I'll just drink. But I get drunk so fast, like two drinks, and I'm just like, yeah. Woo! And everyone else is like nowhere near me in terms of that. Or I'll smoke a little bit.
Yeah.
I get a little high. But then I'm weirdo. I'm like a turn up, but I'm like an activity person. So I like to get drunk and then go rock climbing, like a Chelsea Pierce, for real. And then like, or like get high and then go to dance class. But it's so exciting, I swear. It's so exciting to me. That shit's awesome.
That's okay. That sounds a little exciting. You might want to invite us next time.
You have to. I go like once a week.
You get drunk, but it's a combo deal. Like you usually get drunk, yes, and then you go rock climbing.
Yes, it's more exciting. Well, gymnastics class, I don't get high because I don't trust myself.
You debuted Z, which you just saw is climbing up the charts. So how has it been since the premiere, since the debut?
It's pretty cool. I don't know. I think
have things changed.
I guess the thing that Punch has to remind me of a lot is that like people know who I am. Mm-hmm. So walking around like aimlessly by myself, which I love to do, is a little different now because I love to be like in the back of the room in right. that table at the restaurant that no one's paying attention to. But it's just, it's different now because I used to be able to look crazy all the time and just walk in the street and no one would even blink. But then they'll be like, are you? And they can't say my name, but they'll just be like, are you? I know. And then like you'll get the people that are like,
are you Sandra?
Last night I went to like Dwayne Reed at like 12 a.m. and then like this drunk crowd was like, are you SZA? Bro, I just ran into SZA on the street. Give me a hug. And I was like, yeah, hugs for everybody. But I don't know. That's like the only thing, I guess. I always wonder like, what? This is so weird. But yeah.
Do you feel like people are getting to know you, to know who you are as the new kid on the block?
I do. I think at first they were just like, who is this stuck up bitch? She's not a rapper. She's not
Wait,
down.
Why did they think that?
Oh, she's not from Carson.
Because Top Dog.
Yeah. And like, and it was like that for a while. But I think, you know, people are starting to get to know me for just who I am. Like, you know, sometimes they'd be like, she says like all the time and she talks really wide and she's, oh my God. But at the same token, like, I'm just everybody's bro at the end of the day. And that's kind of just what I want everybody to understand, if anything. Like, I'm just different, but I'm not bad.
Yeah.
Not all bad.
Like, I'm a roof lab. So
I'm just like,
you don't understand
I'm
how crazy like, this is.
You're telling the truth.
Like, he really knows me. Like, he's at my house all the time.
Watching reruns of Living Single. Watching reruns
every
of
Every time. Oh, I TiVo Living Single like crazy. I'm addicted to Living Single. It's crazy. I'm making
I was just going to ask Maruf for something that he knows something about you that no one knows, but I guess that's something.
Khadija. All the time.
Wait, SZA, what's something about Maruf that most people don't know, that people should know?
Such an open book, though.
He is, especially on that LP.
That people don't know that won't embarrass him.
I mean,
don't put me out there, bruh. Like,
I'm not. I'm trying to think. I'm really
you
trying
about to be
think.
Like, well, Maruf's car.
You know what? Maruf is very, he's very self-taught. So, like, he'll go through his own phases of, like, teaching him. Like, I remember he went through, like, this green tea phase where he just would literally come to my house and be like, can I get some green tea bags? And then leave. Like, not hang out. Just come over to get green tea bags and leave. But that was his wave. Like, he was really into green tea and, like, cleansing in that moment. And then I remember he was reading, what is it? Jesus is Buddha? Buddha is Jesus? That book that you were really excited about.
The Living Buddha, the Living Christ. The Living Buddha, Living Christ. I was reading that
book.
There
it is. But he's just like, he's very like self-enlightening. Like some people think that like.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes. People, they peg you as neo soul or whatever, and they think you're like pseudo intelligent or pseudo whatever, but like he really is he searches for knowledge all the time just on his own, and it's very cool.
Look at you,
Maruf. Oh, nice. Thank you, Salami.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you about Mac Miller. who produced, I think, two tracks on Z, one of which is, like, one of my favorites, opener, You Are or yeah. You're. Mm-hmm. That's right. You say that?
He named that.
How did you come across him, his beats, or how did you end up using his beats on them?
So random. He just, he followed me on Twitter, and then he just, like, DM'd me, and he was just like, we should get in. But I thought it was just like a customer, like being nice, because like he's friends with all the boys. So it's just like, okay, sure, we'll get in, like in quotations. And then finally, like he was like super just like serious, like, no, for real, you should come over. I have a studio at my house. Do you want tea? You can have anything you want. Just come over here. And I was like, really? Exactly. No, I'm a green tea fanatic. That's why he knows. So yeah, like I just went over there, and I'd heard such awesome things about him from the boys, but to be over there and like watch him create on his own, like he plays a lot of things, the chord organ, electric guitar, and just like all these things. He just kind of, he's in the zone. It was very interesting. And then his house is also like a clubhouse. So like the internet is always over there, and Thundercat's always over there just recording, and Damo Genesis, and it's just a bunch of souls always over there. So it's just cool. Like we all kind of record together and just kind of build. And that's how You Are happened. He just made it right in front of me. And I just hopped in the booth. And then we did Warm Winds right after that, the same night. So, yeah, it was just super organic.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really think of him as a producer. And
I know.
But that's, oh, he's clearly very talented.
He's on a whole nother thing, and I think the stuff that he's working on now, it's so completely different from anything that anybody would expect him to do. I think it's gonna be interesting, like when people get a load of it. He's definitely like neck deep in the middle of some really serious stuff. Like I'm talking like doing stuff with like Little Dragon and Thundercat and myself and a bunch of like Mac Miller, though.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Are you recording new music, or are you taking a little break? What's going on?
I thought I was, and then I went to the studio. I went to the studio last night, and that changed. So
how's that coming along? Are you just freestyling it?
Great. No, this time I have a lot more intent. I feel like last time I was just, I was like free falling and kind of just trying to figure it out and like really stressed out and kind of overwhelmed. And I wasn't even used to having to record when someone else told me to, because I'm like an accidental artist. So I would just, whenever I felt like it, like every 3 weeks, I record a song, send it to Punch, and that's it. But it was just kind of like, you have to be in the studio every day or every other day or a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think just developing a rhythm, and then once you develop a rhythm, you start to do things with intent, and then you start to form like themes, and you build scaffolding, and then build moments around the scaffolding, and then I guess that creates an album. So that's what I'm in the middle of now.
Yeah.
Did you read reviews of the last one?
No, I did not. I refuse to, not one single one. I just, I don't want to know. I feel the way I feel about it. And I just want to get better and grow. Like, I'm not a formally trained musician by any stretch. And I'm trying to just be a more well-rounded musician. Like, I'm learning the bass from Thundercat and, you know, learning keys and chords on my own. And just really trying to just add some meat to everything. And like I said, like, just really build scaffolding this time and move with intent and just really build out. And it's so funny, like, Yukimi just sent me all these tracks before, like, right after I dropped, like, right before Z was about to drop. And I was like, fuck, why couldn't you send this right before? So, yeah, so it's just fun. Like, I feel like, yeah, I'm really excited for the album, like, the album.
The album?
Yeah.
Yukimi from Little Dragon.
Mm-hmm. The queen.
I love Little Dragon, by the way. Little Dragon changed my life, bro. That's crazy.
How crazy is it that I know those people? All these conversations we've talked about.
You guys heard the new album?
Yes.
Pretty incredible.
I go to every single one of their shows, and like all the time, like in the first front row every time. And I know she's like, damn, bitch, another show? All the time? Every show?
The Little Dragon crowds are really hot, though. Some very attractive people come out to them.
Man. No, seriously. Oh,
that's what Reggie wanted to say.
I don't know. Their show is so ill. The lighting, it's very, like, almost like a sexual, just like, yeah. Like, it's a very cool vibe.
So that's why you guys are all up in the front row.
Yep.
All the time.
Just getting sexual in the front.
So speaking of crowds, how was opening up for Coldplay?
Crazy.
How did that come about?
crazy. Gwyneth Paltrow apparently told her husband, she told Chris about me, and it was just super organic, and he just punches woke me up like from a nap, like on a Wednesday, and he was just like, Chris Martin's on the phone and he wants to talk to you. And I was like, what? And so he was just like, hello, Sissa, I think you're incredible. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he was so cool. He was like, are you busy on Thursday? Can you meet me? I'd like to record with you. And I was like, is this real? So yeah, definitely we recorded, and I don't know, like the vibe was just crazy. He's just so kind to me. Like I listened to them, one of the few bands that my parents like didn't trip about growing up, and it's very surreal. Like,
so you might be on a Coldplay album.
Please, I'm not worthy of that.
Come on now.
No way. No way.
You're over here recording.
No, no. You never know. He's been really good to me. It's awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of sessions, I know Absol is working on something, and yeah. Kendrick, hopefully Top Dog said we're going to get that in September. I'm looking at Punch right now. He's nodding his head yes. Have you been a part of the sessions, or have you heard anything? How's it?
Yes.
How's it going with them?
The cool thing is we were all kind of recording simultaneously. Like, okay, all together, mixing, running back and forth through rooms.
Seeing each other's beats. And
yeah, or just not even walking into each other's sessions. And yeah, just kind of like being, just like brainstorming randomly. I think Dot like ran into one of my mixing sessions with Ali and ended up like doing backgrounds like there, just randomly, just being awesome. Everybody's stuff is so incredible. Like, it's just, it's so ill, and it's crazy to watch everybody work at the same time, because I think you kind of feed off of each other, and I know I definitely do. And I remember watching Isaiah, I was just like, ugh, I have to do this, I have to do this better, da, da, da. And I just, it was crazy. It's very inspiring. It's, everyone's album sounds crazy.
Speaking, because I know this will be Kendrick's sophomore album, do you feel pressure now that this, what you're recording now, will be a second official project? Like, it's your second project to the world?
What I'm recording now is like, I didn't know until like maybe the last minute that my project was going to be like for sale, right, or like a real anything. So so I was just like, oh, got it. So I think I didn't. It's so different when you move with knowledge and intent.
Maruf, I know you put out some videos from Shades of Moo. What's coming up for you? Are you recording also while you're out there doing shows?
Yeah, I'm actually recording a video. I'm out in Canada off of Shades of Moo. And as well, I'm just recording new music, finishing up a project with my bro Mello X. And I'm finishing up two projects right now. One with my bro Mello X, which he's producing, like everything on. And another project with my bro Iman Amari. We came out with a project called Euphoria. And we're working on Euphoria 2 right now. So just trying to just get better at everything, really, even with production, as an artist, trying to learn how to play shit, you know, I just really, my biggest goal at this point, just becoming a better artist, you know, like growing as an artist, just not a rapper, you know.
I'm excited for, I mean, for both, but I'm really excited for Mello, since it was just whispering how she's also a very big
Mello
fan.
Yeah, that's coming out crazy. Steve-O is really hyped about that. He had me in the studio with Mello like last week, so it's coming out pretty popping.
So what are you guys listening to right now? And do you listen to it while you're recording?
I feel weird because I only listen to music when I'm getting dressed. I don't listen to music any other time. And it's weird, like background, just because I like visuals better, I guess. Mm. I'm not even an audio person, and that's just me being
Do you sit in front of the computer and just kind of go and
yes. Okay. I'm a Netflix, Hulu, like, and then like independent film. Like, I'm one of those kind of junkies, just a Wes Anderson super fan. So, and like, I watch a lot of stuff over and over again. Like, I just watch She's Gotta Have It Again just to see new meaning in it. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, you're a little older every time you watch it, and everything feels different. Rosemary's Baby, I've watched a trillion times, and every time I feel something new, or it's just interesting. So I think film is where my like thing is at. But music, people that I like though, I love King Cruel. I'm not current. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know all the newest stuff, but yeah. I really love King Cruel. Like, the stuff that I stumbled on is crazy. I love those Conan Moccasin. He's awesome. What a strange, odd man. So fly. But, like, he's got some funk. Like, some... It's very...
Throwback 70s, 60s,
yeah. It's very odd. It's like, I don't know. It's like Empire of the Sun meets, like, 60s funk meets... I don't know. But it's weird. I'm still listening to Empire of the Sun. Speaking of that, I still listen on Spotify to Little Dragon all the time. Baduism, I've been running forever. Lauryn Hill all the time. Miles Davis, same things all the time.
Yeah, I know you. I think you like hooked up with Badu while you were at South by.
I didn't, right? Know that.
Oh, you know, I've got my ways.
What?
you told her that. See. How was it? Was it your first time meeting her?
Yes.
How was that?
Terrified. We had like a minor exchange on Twitter, and I don't know. I think she's awesome. She's also one of the few people that my dad... I saw her in Jamaica when I was 10 at this like fest that... It was like the Isley Brothers and a bunch of other people. And that was the first time I saw her. And that was crazy.
Yeah.
So to meet her was very interesting. Very surreal.
She's working on a new album, so I'm a little excited about that. I heard she went to like Africa, South Africa for some inspiration.
Drunk, right?
Yep. Yep. See, you also know stuff.
I'm kind of waiting for a new Badu album. Did she say when she's dropping it?
No, there's no date.
Thirsty,
but... No date, Moo, but it is definitely coming. But so, Moo, what do you kind of listen to or what are you inspired by, especially lately?
I could kind of agree on movies. Like, kind of like, I grew up watching a lot of movies, but like at this age, I don't really watch it. So I kind of went back and watched like all Spike Lee movies, like from like the, She's Gotta Have It to the Mo' Betta Blues, which like was a big inspiration to my project. So, definitely movies and music wise, what I listen to, damn, my homies. Like, really, like, everybody around me was like, oh, honestly, but not a lot of rap, like I said before. Like, if it is rap, more recently, I've been listening to a lot of trap. Like, Young Thug is, like, my homie, low-key.
See? That's how feel, like, low-key turns up. That's not...
No, but it's because I haven't listened to trap music in so long. When I was making, like, Shades, I stopped listening to the radio. Like, I literally stopped, like... But more recently, I kind of want to hear that. I don't know why, but, but yeah, that, Thundercat, it's just a bunch of jazz, really.
Thundercat's making a new album. Sounds pretty fucking tight, if I must say.
I'm already
He sounds excited. Reggie, I don't know if you wanted a good time to mention the song that you wanted to talk about, the 2 Chainz song.
is that my jam? It is kind of my jam, actually.
Is it your
jam? I just discovered
you
it.
Made it seem as so.
Crib in my closet. You guys haven't heard this yet?
No.
It's Office Freebase.
Freebase EP.
EP that just came out.
Did that come out already?
It came out, I believe, yesterday. It just came out. Yes. Why do you love this song so much?
I like the image of 2 Chainz just walking around his house in his walk-in closet. You know what? This closet is so big. It's like a crib. Got a crib
in my closet. I hope he said it just like that. Like in your tone of voice. Like, I hope he said it just like that.
Then you just called up Rick Ross and A$AP Rocky, and they're like, yeah, this closet is pretty big.
We should all live here.
Have you guys heard Usher's new single, The Good Kisser?
No, but I saw a little bit of this video.
You guys are sleeping.
I'm so impressionable. That's why I can't listen to
what
to
you,
to
you should watch the video. What did you think? At least what you heard her say.
I was like, okay. It kind of gave me like the You Don't Have to Call vibe. All honesty. Like, I was kind of like, okay, he's coming back hard. Like, you know, like, stuff, other past stuff that Usher dropped was cool, but I kind of was feeling it. What's the name of it? Good Kisser or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't add
yeah, it's kind of tight, but I didn't see the whole video, though, so I can't really judge fully.
The video is cool because he's, like, dancing in it. Like, it starts with him pulling his moves like it's 2004 right. Again. Got his swag back a little bit.
And, yeah, and the content.
I got to check it out, then.
Have you listened to the entire song?
Yes, I listened to the entire song.
So we'll let Susan first listen to the song, and then you can tell me
good,
later.
I really want to. I love Usher.
Yeah, so he's been in the studio with Ed Sheeran, Diplo.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Skrillex.
Diplo. Huh.
and Jermaine Dupri.
Interesting.
So that album is supposed to come out in September.
Oh, wow. That's going to be interesting.
I'm a huge Usher fan.
Him and JD, wow.
Yeah.
Again,
I'm just excited to see what Usher can do, because I feel like after Confessions, it was just like, what else do you do? Because Confessions was like the craziest shit ever.
Apex.
To me,
for real.
10th anniversary this year was crazy.
Is it already?
Yep.
Shit. I'm so old. Year. That's crazy.
Well, when are these projects that you're working on coming out? Like, when can we, or when do we get a first taste of it?
The project with Mello should be out. I don't want to say fall the days, but I'm just going to give you summer vibes. You feel me? That's
summer,
so hopefully
vibes.
It's drink. You feel me? There's no date, but I'm just really going to say summer vibes, because all honesty, we're like 6 or 7 tracks deep. And so, yeah, but hopefully by this summer. And, you know, shout out to everybody. Shout out to you, Erica. Holla. Shout out to Billboard. Shout out to SZA. Yeah, shout out to LOE. You already know we out here. But yeah, appreciate you, man. You guys are awesome.
SZA, what's coming up for you?
I think it's time to tour now.
It's time to tour.
Yeah,
the first thing I thought of was the 3 shots and everything else that comes up with.
Yes.
So that's gonna happen.
It's real though. I always lose like 4 pounds like upcoming in shows. Like I haven't eaten in like mad days. It's crazy. But yeah, so
are you guys thinking just the U.S. tour, or
I think it's time to take it a little elsewhere.
Going to the UK,
yeah,
that's gonna be big.
Yeah, I'm excited, and shooting a bunch of videos. Yes, I'm trying not to be creepy because I feel like I creeped out Yukimi, so I don't want to creep Chris out. Every once in a while, I text him like, "Hey, how are you?" But then working on the album.
So like you'll be recording album. while you're traveling.
Yeah, I've already started, so
there's no stopping
it's
now.
Time. Yeah, definitely time.
Well, that's all for this week's episode of the Juice Podcast. And again, you can let me know what you think on Twitter at @3recut. Until next week, thanks to SZA, Punch, Reggie. Z is definitely on iTunes, so get that.
It's very good. It's a great album.
Thank you very much.
You need to hire him right here. Actually, don't hire him because he works with me. But, you know. But that's it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having me.